Reno Center, May 23rd, 2021. In this version of the audio, everybody's comments are eliminated as much as possible.
All right, then we can begin tonight's study circle. Tonight's topic is, how does it feel to be free? First, we're going to read four small quotes from Sai Baba on this topic. Quote one, when does one have real freedom? Only when the mind is destroyed. Engage yourself in any activity, but always keep in view your true nature as the self or Atma. If you do so, you will surely enjoy real freedom. There are not two kinds of freedom, individual and spiritual. Spirituality alone is freedom. Freedom alone is spirituality. What is svatantram or freedom? Sva means that which emerges from the heart. To follow the teachings and prompting of the Atma emanating from the heart is true freedom. How can you define swecha or freedom? Swa plus ichwa equals sechwa. Swa means Atma. Icha means desire. Therefore, desire for the self is the real freedom. Knowledge of the Atma, inquiry into the Atma, and the bliss of the Atma, these constitute freedom. So now we'll read from Most Precious. Question 59. Dear one, speak to us of real freedom. Are you free? And if so, how does it feel to be free? Answer. When all the chains that pull on your mind are broken, when the mind becomes the avenue of awareness or the truth, when no thoughts put strain, you have freedom. When there is complete release of anxiousness about anything, you have freedom. When you are completely devoid of desire, yet full of divine love, you have freedom. When one is sunk to the depth, oh, this is freedom. Nothing is more precious than this freedom. Lightweight, featherweight existence. Freedom is your birthright, because in essence, you are freedom. You ask if you are free? Oh yes, freer than the birds and the air that we breathe. Freedom is the ultimate beingness. Freedom is when one is aware of the self, the I, and when all pictures are faded and have no power. Freedom is another word for true self.
Kavi has several questions which he poses and people share their understanding. The comments are eliminated, but the questions remain in the audio for your reference.
The first question is, how has your understanding of freedom evolved or changed since being on this path? When all the chains that pull on your mind are broken, when the mind becomes the avenue of awareness or the truth, when no thoughts put strain, you have freedom. When there is complete release of anxiousness about anything, you have freedom. What tools, practices, or wisdom most help you break the chains that pull on your mind or experience release of this anxiousness? So I'm going to go to question four. Most Precious says, freedom is your birthright because, in essence, you are freedom. You ask if you are free. Oh, yes, freer than the birds and the air we breathe. What is the significance or meaning of this truth to you? Or you can answer the second question, how does this truth help you on this path?
آیا وقتی که ما یه لحظه یا برای مثلا چند دقیقه از افکارمون کاملا آزادیم یا خیلی یا به هر شکلی آزادیم، آیا این همین آزادیه که اینجا راجبش حرف زده یا یه چیز دیگه است اون؟
Mira says that when for a moment or for a few moments we find freedom from the thoughts or we feel free, is that the same freedom that is being described here in Most Precious?
If you simplify yourself, your way of thinking, your way of feeling, your way of living, if it's simplified, seeing there is no complication about it, you find out that your freedom is not an iota dependent on outside. When you go in the region of the heart and you don't feel the thoughts or the thinker, you can't even say freedom, you have merged. So, right now we call it freedom. It's like when you get up in the morning and you say, I had a good night's sleep. When you were in deep sleep, you couldn't say, I'm having a good night's sleep. When you woke up, you said you had a good night's sleep. Right now, most of us is tasting the freedom, tasting the self by having an empty mind at those moments, or going toward the empty mind by watching. But once you are that, you can't say that I'm free or I'm bound. Does that make sense? I mean, does anybody understand?
No. I was just wondering, like, how could we understand something that we aren't?
Well, understanding is just the duality of what I was
Sachin,
talking.
Can I say something?
Yes.
During this exchange, I've been thinking that when I'm free from my external observation senses and my body association and all that, and when I am able to go inside, that's when I'm free. But when that happens, I'm not there anymore. Mm-hmm. Nothing exists anymore.
Yeah. It's just like I was saying, when you're in a deep sleep at night, who is there to talk about how deep it was, how magnificent it was?
I get it.
And this is what Ramana talks about too. He talks about deep sleep a lot. And it really, really makes sense. We have to seek freedom. Then we taste freedom. Then once this becomes constant state of being, what do you do then? Now, there are people, rare people, that they have mergence and their body is kept for a while. But most realized people, or the ones that have realized completeness of their own self, it's all conscious. It is not unconscious. They live in the body like normal people. And everything is the same, and they are more conscious than anybody around. So, to emphasize on what Mansoor said, you can live an ordinary life and not identify with the thinker, thoughts, or emotion and feelings. In Sanskrit, they call it Sahaja Samadhi, meaning the being in the world but not of it, being able to live. And this is our path. That's where we are not moving anything, but we are conscious of the inner and outer at the same time. By eliminating thoughts. And like Mansoor was saying, when you go to a deep silence, then you can taste the totality of it.
The freedom and what we get to experience because of the tools and our life and everything is really a big deal.
Yeah, it is. For one lifetime, it is a big deal. To achieve as much as we have in one lifetime is a huge deal. It's an incredible amount of grace.
Sat in IMI, you say, right?
Yeah, I was like, just going to mention it, yeah.
You say either liberated or bound IMI, and this is about freedom.
IMI.
یه بارم گفتید به نیلوفر گفتیم گفتید وقتی اون بی نهایت رو احساس کنید توش نه آزادی نه زندانی.
So Hila says that you have said before that once you experience that infinite, there is no bondage and there is no freedom.
No, there isn't. There isn't. And then you live that way without opposites. You don't say I'm not bound anymore, or I have freedom or not having freedom. And again, others that see someone like this, they say, wow, I want to be like that because he looks so free. But it's just...
The Lady of Truth says, freer than the birds.
Yes.
So she described it that way.
Yes.
For people to understand it.
Exactly. To understand, to achieve an empty mind. That's it. When your mind is empty, the self is evident. When the mind is not empty, the self is not so evident, unless you have a passive gaze or you go to the region of the heart or you just keep quiet against it. Mind is the creation, heart is the creator. So that's how it goes.
Someone asks whether even birds are bound by their thoughts.
I really don't know. I would say, I always thought that they were bound by the instinct. Instinct that a baby has. When the baby cries, it's just the instinct. It's the baby itself is completely oblivious as a reality. That's my guess. which is just as valid for their lifestyle. Kavi, would you please read Baba's code? First, read Most Precious, and then read Baba's code. So we go with Baba's code.
Dear one, speak to us of real freedom. Are you free? And if so, how does it feel to be free? When all the chains that pull on your mind are broken, when the mind becomes the avenue of awareness or the truth, when no thoughts put strain, you have freedom. When there is complete release of anxiousness about anything, you have freedom. When you are completely devoid of desire, yet full of divine love, you have freedom. When one is sunk to the depth, oh, this is freedom. Nothing is more precious than this freedom. Lightweight, featherweight existence. Freedom is your birthright, because in essence, you are freedom. You ask if you are free? Oh yes, freer than the birds and the air we breathe. Freedom is the ultimate beingness. Freedom is when one is aware of the self, the I, and when all pictures are faded and have no power. Freedom is another word for true self. Sai Baba. When does one have real freedom? Only when the mind is destroyed. Engage yourself in any activity, but always keep in view your true nature as the self or Atma. If you do so, you will surely enjoy real freedom. There are not two kinds of freedom, individual and spiritual. Spirituality alone is freedom. Freedom alone is spirituality. What is svatantram, or freedom? Sva means that which emerges from the heart. To follow the teachings and prompting of the Atma emanating from the heart is true freedom. How can you define shvesha, or freedom? Shwa, swa plus isha equals swesha. Swa means atma. Icha means desire. Therefore, desire for the self is the real freedom. Knowledge of the atma, inquiry into the atma, and the bliss of the atma, these constitute freedom. Thank you, Sat.
I'm still thinking about I am I.
Funny, because I was thinking about that writing this afternoon, and then this happened. Yeah. I am I. When am I going to realize? Now. I'm neither liberated or in bondage. I am I. Well, I know what reminded me. I opened my email and there was one from Baba a couple of days ago, and I said, let me see what Baba says. He talks about I am I. I couldn't believe it. And then I remembered that article and reading again today.